time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, what's going on? Dom Nicastro here, your host of the show here on MSONewsSports.com. In November, and that only means it is the time of the postseason, and everything is in the playoffs now. The only thing that's out of the way is golf. Everything else is rocking and rolling right now. And football is in the quarterfinal round coming up. There are three glorious weeks in November of football. You get the round of 16 for each division, and then you've got the Elite Eight, which is this weekend, and then you've got the Final Four, which will be next weekend before they take a break at Thanksgiving, and then they go into December for the Super Bowl. And the Valley is alive and well, I'll tell you that. Plenty of teams left in Division One, plenty of teams left in other divisions. They are well covered in the MVC and just the greater area of the Merrimack Valley. So we'll get into all those updates on where our Valley teams stand. And speaking of one of those Valley teams, Central Catholic, we're going to have John Sexton on, its coach, talking about their big 5-4 matchup in Division One at Natick this Friday night. So let me take a break, pause, and after the break, we will go to Coach John Sexton.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Dom Nicastro, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, catching up again with Central Catholic football coach John Sexton. What's going on, coach?
Hey, Dom, how are you? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, you too. We're in a week planning for our little Sweet 16, I guess you can call it, matchup. Well, actually, it's Elite Eight, really, in MIAA Division One football coming up this week. Natick is on the docket, a little road trip at the number 4 seed. You guys are the 5 seed, so all things are going as planned. Let's just start there, Coach. What's the skinny on Natick?
Natick is a good ball club, Dom. I think there's several things that jump off the film when you watch Natick, and the first thing that I noticed is that they really, really play hard and run to the ball on defense. They fly to the football and they gang tackle. And they play hard. Now they're a senior laden team. Mm. As I've discovered here, trying to, you know, put the numbers, you know, to not to a face, but
yeah,
you know, identify this player and this kid playing linebacker and this kid's a safety and so forth and so on. They're a very senior laden team, and that's the first thing when you watch them is that they fly to the football,
yeah,
and they gang tackle defensively.
And who is the onus on to combat that mostly? I mean, obviously everyone on offense, but like who's going to take the burden there of trying to figure that one out for you guys?
Well, I really think it's a group project and you know, we're asking a little bit from everybody. Obviously, our offensive line is going to have to play good. They have a number 74, and I'm sorry, I don't know his name, but they get a big strong kid on the nose who plays nose guard. And like I say, they're very athletic at the linebacker and the secondary level, and the kids all run well. So our offensive line is going to have to play a very sharp game. We're also going to have to do a good job of blocking on the perimeter. And we're also going to have to do a good job of, you know, when we do get the opportunity to make a play on the perimeter, whether it's a catch or a run or whatever, we're going to have to hold on to the ball. Because, like I say, they gang tackle and they claw and pull at the ball. And, you know, they've done a good job. They're 7-2. They lost a tight one to King Philip, who's obviously a very well thought of program. And they lost a tight one to Milton. And then in the seven games that they've won, if you notice their scores, they've really done a good job of keeping the score down almost in every game.
Yeah.
So they're very sharp defensively, and they're good offensively. They really run the ball well. And again, maybe I shouldn't say this, but the quarterback is a better passer. He's a better passer. He's a more accomplished passer than what I had been told as I put the film on and really watched them. They're a good team, and they're certainly deserving of the number 4 seed. They're certainly deserving of a home game here in the round of 8. So we're going to have to be on our toes Friday.
Yeah. Tell me what you liked about the opening playoff win for you guys, 39-7 over St. John's. And hopefully that ultimately you need to get another win over a St. John's team if you want to go further later, probably. But we'll focus on the Strewsbury crew. How did that one feel?
Yeah, I thought that I thought we played really sharp last week. You know, when you can run the ball and we had over 300 yards, you know, in a game that ended up being, you know, we had the clock run in the fourth quarter because of the score. To put up that amount of yards is pretty good as a team, I'm saying, you know, and I thought we ran the ball very efficiently and very decisively. And I thought we played really, really well on defense. You know, we were sharp as far as the checks, and, you know, they'd get into this formation and our kids were lined up and ready. And I thought we tackled well and we had a couple of takeaways. It was a strong, strong effort throughout. It was a good game for our team Friday.
Awesome. And whenever I get a chance, Coach, I like to cite the offensive line. Obviously, they don't get the headlines or anything like that. So, you know, who on the front line there has been bringing it this year?
They're really doing a solid job as a group. You know, Brian Waller-Raitano is the left tackle. Michelangelo Lalo is the left guard. Javian Garcia's our center. Manny Lizardo, Jackson Meehan kind of switch off at right guard. They both play a lot of defense, and they somehow have both worked it into their contract that they can't be out there every snap. So, you know, they're kind of splitting time at right guard. And then the right tackle is a senior, Dylan Brown, who's done a nice job for us. And then Joe Leal, our tight end, I thought blocked well last game as well. But that group of guys has improved as the season has gone on. And they played well last week, and we're going to need them to play well again Friday night.
And how about your fellow Merrimack Valley, you know, brethren, you know, Andover still in it. And Lowell, what a resurgence out of Lowell this year. What have you noticed about them? I know it's totally focused on Natick right now, but any comments on what Lowell's been doing?
Well, to tell you the truth, that's the thing. I'm very engrossed right now in our team and our program. And I haven't seen, I haven't even seen Lowell on film.
Okay. Yeah.
Since the beginning of the year, but obviously they're hot and they're playing well. 8-1 is 8-1, no matter how you slice it. And you go on the road and win the first week of the playoffs. I think that says a lot about where your program's at. You know, they get the reward of having a tough ride to Springfield Friday, but
yeah,
but that's the way it goes. I mean, obviously we saw Andover a couple of weeks ago, and they had a couple of tough games in a row, and then to bounce back like that and beat Wachusett, who's a strong program, you know, and they beat them decisively. That was a really good effort as well. And obviously I'm keeping an eye on them because of obviously our connection with Jay.
Yeah.
You know, so the MVC is doing well, and Tewksbury, you know, won with very little trouble the other night. So, you know, I'm rooting for the MVC teams, but right now I'm really kind of focused on what we're doing.
Dialed into going into Flutie country. best of luck, Coach John Sexton. I appreciate it. Central Catholic trying to get the job done in the Elite Eight and earning a spot in that semifinal against the winner of the Prep and Lemonster. So, Coach, appreciate coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, and best of luck this Friday night at 6 o'clock, correct?
Thanks, Tom.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Have a good one, Coach. Bye now.
You too. Take care. Thanks.
Did you know that Anderson is the most trusted name in windows in the United States? See for yourself at Moynihan Lumber. You can take a look at a variety of Anderson windows on display at our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was Coach John Sexton for Central Catholic, and good to have him on again, second time this season. His team on its way to Natick tomorrow night. That's Friday, November 14th, 6 o'clock at Natick. At the same time, St. John's Prep in Danvers, the state champs from 3 years ago. Well, let's see, 24 and 23 won by Xaverian, so 22, yeah, three years ago. The Prep made the semis last year and got bounced. They will be taking on Lemonster, a 42-21 win over Franklin. Prep ended up beating Framingham in the first round easily, 38-0. So if Central Catholic pulls off the road win at Natick, who beat Weymouth, by the way, 35-14, they will face that winner of Lemonster and the Prep in the semis. And on the other side, we have not one, but two chances for Merrimack Valley teams to get into the semis. I like our chances. Let's do it. First up, Lowell, 10 seed, beating Methuen in a Merrimack Valley Classic, 29-21 at Methuen. what a season for Scotty Boyle coming back. He was like the Patriots player of the week. I saw Andre Tippett, legend, visited Lowell. And what a great day that was for Lowell. And what a great season it's been. And a comeback for Scotty Boyle, a longtime coach, took a long hiatus, but is back now and has led that team to a tremendous, just an absolutely tremendous season. They are 8-1 at the moment, beating Methuen, and they will take on Springfield Central. So Springfield Central, of course, always in the mix. They lost the prep in one of those Super Bowls, and we're just looking for a tremendous, tremendous matchup. Taking a quick look at Springfield Central's schedule, they're 8-1. They lost to the prep in the opening game, 36-35. That tells you something. They beat the defending, two-time defending champs, Xaverian, 28-20. Any other interesting wins there? I mean, not really. Those are your two, and two games that really told you, you know, tells you what Springfield's up to, and they will host Lowell Friday night at 6 o'clock. So much is going to shake out by like Friday at 8:30. It's crazy to think what could happen value wise. On the other side, on the same side of that bracket, you have Andover traveling with its first year coach down to Xaverian and Westwood to take on the two-time defending champs. Xaverian, 3 seed, beat Brockton 33-0. Andover beat Wachusett Regional 29-9. So they will have their shot. Got to go through the best, right, to get yourself on the big stage. And Andover will have that opportunity against Xaverian this Friday night as well, 6 o'clock, Friday, November 14th. And just a quick look at, you know, what Xaverian kind of has done. Xaverian is your defending two-time state champs, beat the prep 2 years ago, and they are sitting on their throne still. They've beat Springfield, they lost to Springfield Central, like we mentioned earlier. They lost to Central Catholic, like we mentioned earlier. I don't know if we mentioned that one yet, but on the road at Lawrence, 28-27. But since then, they've won 5 straight, including that win over Brockton in the opening round of the playoffs, beat BC High 37-7, and they beat Catholic Memorial. So look at that win, a huge win over the Division II powerhouse, Catholic Memorial. So, hey, look, we could have 3 out of 4 teams. Wouldn't that be special to have all 3 Valley teams heading into the semifinals with the prep? Wouldn't that be cool? I like our chances. I like our chances to get one, right? Let's just get one. Let's not be greedy. So there you have it. That is what's going around in Merrimack Valley football circles. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Been a great show. I will talk to you in a week at msonewsports.com.